We often talk of peace in the context of war. But this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. Prophetic wisdom. There are five instances in the Quran where one of the responsibilities of the Prophet Muhammad is mentioned as teaching wisdom to the people. If we search in the dictionary to find out a clear definition of wisdom, we do not find a clear definition. The dictionary will explain wisdom as the quality of having good judgment. However, the dictionary fails to answer how a person develops this ability to make a good decision. This prompted some scholars to suggest that wisdom is one of those qualities difficult to define. www.psychologytoday.com/basics/wisdom. Although the teaching of wisdom is an attribute of the Prophet of Islam, a literal definition of wisdom in the works of Hadith reports could not be found. Another approach is to search for examples of wisdom in his practices. The Prophet Muhammad was a man of wisdom. Therefore, such a search is bound to bear fruit. This approach of developing a definition of wisdom from the practical model of the Prophet did indeed bring a positive result. Now, an academic definition of wisdom can be formulated. This definition is wisdom. It is the ability to discover the relevant by sorting out the irrelevant. The life of the Prophet is, according to this definition, a perfect example of wisdom. He practiced this wisdom throughout his 23 years of prophetic life, and this wisdom was the main reason for his stupendous success. The Prophet of Islam was truly the Prophet of Wisdom. Being a prophet and a man of wisdom, his practical model became worthy of emulation. The following is a selection of some of the words as well as deeds of the Prophet that are the hallmarks of wise thinking. The wisdom behind these words and deeds will bear tremendous success to those who inculcate it in their thoughts and actions. Rethinking your strategies. The Prophet started his mission in ancient Makkah. The people of Makkah opposed his message. They even gave him an ultimatum to leave Makkah or stay there to be killed by them. Under these circumstances, he left Makkah and quietly came to Medina and settled there. Shortly before the migration, he said to his companions, "I have been ordered to migrate to a town which will swallow, conquer, other towns and is called Yathrib, and that is Medina." Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith number 1871. According to common practice, a person does not leave his native country easily, he engages in every effort to keep staying there. But the Prophet accepted this decision of the chiefs of ancient Makkah, and quietly settled in Medina. In terms of results, this decision was a very wise act. The wisdom behind this act can be described thus: if the first plan does not work, then quietly make a second plan of action by adopting a low-profile method. The Prophet adopted this wisdom and came to Medina peacefully. He planned his mission all over anew. This method was so successful that within just 10 years, first Makkah and then the whole of Arabia came under the fold of Islam. In antagonistic situations, people usually think with a confrontational mind and adopt a confrontational approach. But the Prophet took the method of replanning instead of confrontation, and history bears witness that his strategy was completely successful. Positive thinking in all circumstances. The Prophet started his mission at Makkah in AD 610. At that time, tribal culture was prevalent in Makkah. The people there treated him badly in every way possible. This persecution went on when 13 years later, he was forced to leave his homeland. He left Makkah and settled with his companions in Medina, about 500 kilometers from Makkah. It was a case of exile in the strongest sense. It is common observation that people in exile engage in a continuous barrage about the evils of their former countrymen. But the Prophet took a very different approach. He migrated to Medina and started living there as if nothing had happened to him in Makkah. The biography of the Prophet by Ibn Hisham mentions the first sermon of the Prophet in Medina. Anyone who reads this sermon will find it surprising that there is no complaint in this sermon against those who expelled him from the country of his birth. Generally, on such occasions, people in exile incite their new acquaintances to aid them to retaliate against their old compatriots. The Prophet did not say anything like this. The summary of this sermon is as follows: whoever is able to shield himself from the fire of hell, even if it be only by giving a piece of a date in charity, let him do so, and whoever is unable to do so, let him shield himself by saying a good word. Biography of the Prophet by Ibn Hisham, 1500-1. These words of the Prophet inform us that while his opponents were trying to push him into the fire, his heart was filled with total well-wishing for them. His message to them was to save themselves from the wrath of God. This is prophetic wisdom. The essence of this wisdom can be worded as, those who become your enemies, become their well-wishers. Those who wrong you, seek good reward from God for them. For those who do not give anything to you, become a giver person for them. The issue of prestige. The Quran mentions that people who are trained in wisdom do not make an issue or a problem of personal prestige. A verse of the Quran was revealed when the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was being concluded. This verse describes the mental state of the companions of the Prophet at that time. While those who deny the truth made it a prestige issue, in their hearts the bigotry of the days of ignorance, God sent His tranquility down onto His messenger and believers and firmly established in them the principle of righteousness, for they were indeed better entitled to it and more worthy of it. God has full knowledge of all things. 48:26. When two groups enter a discussion on a matter on which they disagree, it usually happens that the group which harbors feelings of community pride and prestige turns the issue at hand into a prestige issue. This makes it difficult to arrive at a peaceful resolution to the issue. The wise group is the one that does not allow the issue to escalate into an issue of prestige. By displaying greater moral resolve, it agrees to adopt the principles of peace and adjustment unilaterally. This is the hallmark of people of wisdom, and such people achieve great success in life. Solution rather than complaints. Makkah came under the rule of the Prophet in AD 629. He then left Makkah and headed for the city of Taif accompanied by about 12,000 people. During the journey, they encountered a narrow path lined with rocky mountains. The Prophet asked the name of the path. He was told that the path was called the Narrow One. The Prophet said, "It is not a narrow path, it is an easy path." He then asked the people to pass the passage by making a vertical line. His companions were earlier spread out horizontally. Thus, by making a line, the whole company crossed the narrow path easily. This is an example of prophetic wisdom. When a problem is encountered, do not resort to complaining. Instead, adopt the method of finding solutions and planning. This approach will soon present a solution to the problem. Usually, people take things at face value. This method is against wisdom. Every object should be seen according to its real value. In this way, the matter will be easily solved without any further problems. Avoiding chain reaction. The Prophet along with his companions conquered Makkah in AD 629. When he entered Makkah, he asked it to be announced that whoever returned to their homes and those who surrendered would be provided immunity. After this, the Moccan people gathered in the courtyard of the Kaaba. The Prophet asked them, "What do you say now, and what do you think would be done to you?" They replied, "We consider you to be our nephew and the noble and merciful son of our uncle." He said, "I will say today what the Prophet Joseph had said to his brothers, 'There is no blame on you today, may God forgive you, and He is more merciful than all who show mercy.'" Al-Sunan al-Kubra al-Bayhaqi, Hadith number 18275. These were the people who had persecuted the Prophet severely, expelled him from his homeland, and waged wars against him repeatedly. According to the law of the land, they were undoubtedly prisoners of war. However, the Prophet did not take revenge against them. Rather, he let them go unconditionally. It was not a simple decision. By taking this decision, he saved the people of ancient Makkah from taking retaliatory action ever again. Taking an action of revenge would have given impetus to a chain reaction from the Moccans. Silence is action, and advice of the Prophet is mentioned in books of Hadith. When the Imam, the person leading the prayers, is delivering the khutbah, sermon, and you ask your companion to keep quiet and listen, then no doubt you have done an evil act. Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith number 934, if the Imam of the mosque is giving a Friday sermon, and a person speaks at that time, then the listener should silence him with a gesture. If he speaks to silence him, it will be considered an insensible act. Because earlier only one person was speaking, now there are two people speaking. It means the problem had increased twofold. This type of method is undoubtedly imprudent. The wisdom behind this advice is related not just to the prayer at the mosque, but it is related to our whole life. It happens time and again in collective life that interfering in a matter makes it worse. On such occasions, the wise policy is that a person should adopt the method of silence. He should not interfere and make the matter more complicated. The wise person knows when to act, and when not to act. He knows when to speak, and when to keep quiet, when to move forward, and when to retreat, when to take action, and when to refrain from action to the last extent, when to try to win, and when to give up. Those who possess this wisdom succeed in this world, and those who are unaware of this wisdom, their only end is to jump into a matter without thinking, and then never find a satisfactory conclusion. Sustainable action. The Prophet of Islam said, "The most pleasing deed in the sight of God is that which is durable." Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith number 6464. Any real success in this world always takes time, so the best course of action is that which is sustainable. Therefore, a result-oriented action in this world is sustainable. Such an action is in accordance with the law of nature. The man should plan his actions before taking an initiative. He should review all related matters. He should make a thorough assessment of his abilities and available resources, as well as the prevailing circumstances. Only then should he start his work according to a well-thought-out plan. Once he starts working at it, he should never leave it in the middle. This is the way to achieve success in life. Being aware of the times, a saying of the Prophet guides us in this manner: a wise man must be cognizant of his time. Sahih Ibn Hibban, Hadith number 361. This saying of the Prophet of Islam explains the perfection of human knowledge. It is not sufficient for a person to be conversant with bookish knowledge and the traditions of the past. Rather, he needs to be aware of his times, of the past as well as the present. The importance of knowing the times is both rational and practical. Without this, he fails to understand things in the universal context. Therefore, an in-depth analysis of reality is not possible. Thus, in practical terms, he is a flawed person. He fails to know how to apply the eternal truths to the conditions of the time. Such a person cannot successfully plan his actions. A person should reflect on the fact that he is helpless in every respect, that he cannot survive even for a moment without the life support system on earth. Even within the life support system, a virus, for example COVID-19, invisible to the naked eye, renders him weak and helpless. These events serve to teach us that man is not the master of the world. The master of this world is God, the Lord of the universe, who is running it. Therefore, it is proper for man to surrender himself before his Creator.